Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, March 30th, I'll discuss ways to regenerate your power so you can use it more effectively. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens today, I want to remind you that we're now in pre-order season for the 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters. Now through April 27th, you can save on next year's guides and newsletters by ordering them early. This is the only sale we have each year for the new Good Timing Guides, and we do this so we'll have enough money to print them. So please help us to help you by ordering early, now through April 27th. And do it now while you remember. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to remind you that our 8-week, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program begins on April 23rd. Now, this program teaches you the real bottom line for a successful business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. Now, if you register now through April 15th, you'll receive a $40 discount when you bring a friend. So check out our Bring a Friend program and come together. You'll both get $40 off and take advantage of that. So go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for 8 Keys under upcoming classes. Or you can call us toll free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, are you surviving both Mars and Mercury retrograde? This can be a frustrating set of cycles, especially since this Mercury retrograde has some major challenges for computers and other types of electronic equipment. Now, the same can be said for cars and other forms of transportation, too. So if you've had some of those days where you felt like you needed a drink just to handle the stress, it's certainly understandable. If your week has been challenging, take some deep breaths now. Then refocus your energy on something positive you want to create or something for which you're grateful or appreciative. Now, Mercury retrograde, which is with us through April 3rd, is a time when we're catching up, finding and fixing our mistakes, and learning something in the process. This is not a time to start something new because we're supposed to be catching up, not getting further behind. This is also no time to be signing a contract because realistically, you're probably not clear on your needs at this time, and they may be different than what you believe they are. This is an excellent time to do research and review issues to see what you may have missed previously. It's also an ideal time to reconnect with people you haven't seen or had contact with for a while. Now, the Mars retrograde that we're in now lasts through April 13th, and during this time, we're strongly encouraged to reconsider what direction we want to take during the next 2 years. Essentially, this is like doing strategic planning for ourselves and/or our businesses. The challenge of this cycle is that it brings up old resentments, anger, and frustrations. This is actually what's blocking our path, so it's important to get this stuff out in the open where it can be handled and healed. And if you need help with this, get the book Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. You can also go to his site at www.C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, csandcharlie.org for a list of trained facilitators who teach this process in your area. Now, next, we just had the spring equinox on Tuesday, March 20th, or very late Monday night for the West Coast. This was a doozy, too. That's a technical term, of course. It means buckle up and hold on to your hat. Each equinox or solstice shows the energies for the quarter ahead. This one has big potentials for major earth changes like earthquakes, and also the possibility for a massive solar flare that could take out communications or electricity. This will also be true for the fall equinox, plus the summer and winter solstices this year. Of course, Mexico has been getting some big earthquakes during this period. We don't know what other types of earth changes or disruptions could be ahead, so let's be sure we have extra supplies on hand. Now, in addition, this spring equinox looks like we'll get surprising announcements from our leaders that could be shocking and or very disturbing. This could include announcements about the revaluation of all currencies being based on their country's assets. Rumor control says that the U.S. dollar will be devalued by 40% in that process, and that could occur any time prior to the summer solstice in June. Of course, don't expect to hear about this until it's a done deal and too late to protect yourself. So be sure you do protect yourself. Get some gold and silver. I also expect to see the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, which could happen any time soon. We are certainly having cycles which could easily be associated with a major currency revaluation now through March 28th. The good news with this spring equinox is that there are still opportunities to make excellent money. Plus, there are still fortunate actions to be taken that could yield good money downstream. So watch for these potentials for the next 3 months. Now, the new moon yesterday on March 22nd showed a lot of new and even radical ideas being considered by both leaders and the public. However, all of this appears to be behind the scenes or somehow not or out in the open. These are related to the cycles of Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Uranus, all conjunct together and intercepted in Aries in the 11th house of the chart. And, of course, they're square to Pluto. These ideas could also be delayed before they're implemented. Or it may be that Congress is having closed-door sessions or secret negotiations. There could also be hidden meetings for Occupy Wall Street, or perhaps there are secret meetings related to the currency revaluations. There were also some healing warrior energies present at yesterday's new moon, shown by the cycles of Chiron, sextile Pluto, and opposite Mars. Now, these energies suggest that new beliefs or new ideas could fight off old stagnant patterns. There could also be potential health challenges, such as the flu, colds, or just very low energy. So if your energy is low or you're getting some kind of a cold, take some immune system boosters and get more sleep. You'll be glad you did. The new moon also shows that fortunate actions can still be redone or tried again. Plus, there are still large projects that can be completed. The stock markets appear to be volatile and possibly changing quickly, but those movements may come as a big surprise. Now, next, beginning March 22nd, which was yesterday, peaking on March 29th and staying in range through April 5th, we have a cycle that's often associated with misused power or an exalted leader who is under attack from others who misuse their power. This is the cycle of Sun square Pluto. Now, in this case, the leader is stronger, and he or she is able to fend off the power abuses. However, if the leader is the one who misuses his or her power, then there can be serious consequences. The cycle can also be associated with the death of a leader or celebrity. Now, next, as that cycle peaks, we have a second cycle peaking as well. This is the cycle of Mercury sextile Venus. This one suggests that whoever is misusing their power, they may cloak this very well with charming and gracious words. This cycle is also good for writing, speaking, training, or making announcements. And it comes in range on March 27th, stays in range through March 31st. Now for a tip from my good timing guide. And this week your tip is this. We just had the new moon in the sign of Aries yesterday. So normally this is the best time of the year for new starts. But not this year. Notice all those red lines on the guide? They're telling you it's time to do research, rethink, and replan. This is a time to wait instead of starting. Wait until the next new moon on April 21st for new starts. And if you'll do that, you'll have far fewer delays and a much easier time of accomplishing what you want to do. Plus, you'll be a lot clearer on what to do and how to do it. So be patient. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's www.askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls that can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we have room for callers now, so call me now. You can call now at 1-800-930-2819, and remember, I can answer personal questions, business questions, economic or prosperity questions, and if you have a personal question, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. Now, the number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that I'm providing a special type of consultation now through the middle of April. And this is a Mars retrograde consultation. So every 2 years, we're asked to reconsider the direction we want to take for the next 2 years. And it's time to do personal and business strategic planning. So this consultation focuses on the direction and issues that are being highlighted for you during this 12-week period. So you can consider them fully. Call our toll-free number to schedule 877-524-8300. Spend a half an hour and make sure you're headed in the right direction for the next 2 years. That number again is 877-524-8300. Or for more information, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, Benny, do we have any callers?
Oh, we're still waiting for the phone lines, Madeline, to heat up. I think everyone's enjoying the outside. But if you are outside, you're welcome to call in while maybe you're walking around Green Lake or enjoying the Seattle skyline along the waterfront. So please give us a call. It's 1-800-930-2819. Madeline would love to do a reading for you.
That's right. And I only have this little time every other week to do it, so I hope you could take advantage of it. Now, in the meantime, and of course, interrupt me if you get a caller, Benny. But in the meantime, I want to talk about something that I thought was quite interesting. This information showed up right at the spring equinox. A whistleblower from J.P. Morgan Chase wrote an open letter to regulators, which, of course, has been removed from the original site. However, there is an actual letter to the regulators that was copied, and it was on another site. And I'm just going to tell you a few highlights from it. This guy wrote, "I am now under the opinion that we are actually putting hardworking Americans unaware of what lays ahead at extreme market risk. This risk is unnecessary and will lead to wide-scale market collapse if not handled properly." Yes, we at J.P. Morgan that are in the know are fearful of a cascading credit event being triggered in Greece, as they have hidden derivatives in excess of $1 trillion U.S. dollars. We at J.P. Morgan own enough of these through counterparty risk and outright prop trading that our entire IBEDG space could be annihilated within a few short days. So who knows? One thing that Rumor Control had out was that Greece was going to default this Friday at the close of day. Now, they may not do that because they got quite a few of their private investors to volunteer to take a giant haircut. But, of course, if that happened, not just J.P. Morgan Chase, but Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and probably HSBC would all be in big trouble. Now, the whistleblower went on to say, "We are manipulating the silver futures market and playing a smaller but still massively manipulative role in manipulating the gold futures market. February 29th is of notable importance as we, along with four other major institutions, orchestrated the violent $100 drop in gold and subsequent drops in silver. There are many middle-income people that invest in the physical assets of silver, gold, as well as mining stocks that are being financially impacted in negative ways because of our unscrupulous shorts in the precious metals commodity sector. Now, that's very interesting that this guy would actually put this out. And, of course, we don't know who this person is, and we can't follow up and check to see if he's telling us the truth. But when I read it, it actually resonated with me. I felt like this guy was telling the truth. And it sounds like something we've all suspected for quite some time is actually coming out in ways that we may not have expected. And so the other thing I want to mention is that with the spring equinox, I may have mentioned this in the show previously, there is lots of money showing up in this chart. So the question is whether it's being made or lost. And whatever the information, it seems to impact the masses or be related to a huge amount of money. Now, one possible situation that could be related is that the Iraqi dinar could be revalued early next week. Now, that would certainly be a gain for some people. And I've never seen a set of cycles more appropriate for a currency revaluation than the one that we're having now. Venus is in Taurus, the sign of money, where she is strong. She's been conjunct to Jupiter, and both of them have been trying to Pluto, and all of them trying to Mars. And they're all in Earth signs, which is a sign of manifestation. So there's also that pesky rumor that the International Monetary Fund is working on a major currency revaluation for all currencies. And supposedly it's supposed to be based on each country's assets. Well, the rumor is that the U.S. dollar will be devalued by 40% when that occurs. Now, as bad as that may sound, if that's the worst that the dollar gets devalued, we can thank our lucky stars. Back in 2008, there was talk about the dollar being devalued to a dime. So 60 cents would be a lot better. And certainly the U.S. dollar is getting cycles now that could relate to an unexpected devaluation. So I still believe it's best to consider that it would be a good idea to put money into gold. So if you have any cash in the bank or in your money market funds, I would put it into gold, because it'll be a lot safer there. And
yeah, do it quickly. And I apologize, Madeline. Do we have time for a call? I wanted to interrupt you because we do have Carolyn who called in. Okay, so let me give you her birth information. It's June 30th of 63.
Carol?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Okay. June 30th, 1963.
4:02 a.m.
4:02 a.m. Holy cow.
Yep.
She kept her mother up.
Yeah.
And where was she born?
She was born in Richland, Washington.
Richland,
yep.
Washington.
And she's
okay.
Looking for more money. I think a lot of us are. So,
hey.
Carolyn,
all
welcome
right.
to our show. What's up?
Hey.
Hi,
how
Carolyn.
Are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm glad it's sunny out.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very unusual. So tell me what's happening at your end.
Well, financially, it's just been a struggle for what seems forever, and I've been just plugging away at trying to promote my business, and things
so have
just trickle
business?
In, but not enough.
Okay,
huh?
So you have you're self-employed as a business owner.
I am.
Okay. All right. It looks like this is going to clear up for you by maybe the end of September. Yeah, but in the meantime, you actually do have potential here for unexpected money to come to you.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and let's see if I can tell you a little closer when that's going to show up. Probably I would look for it in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
It looks like you'll get a hit of it in about 2 weeks. Today looks pretty good, actually.
Okay.
If you can manage to get something out. Now, you might consider, if you're a business owner, one of the best things to do with this time period is to go back to your previous clients and customers and actually re-promote a product or service that you've promoted in the past.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually a very good time to do that because it's both Mars and Mercury retrograde. So try that. I would try doing that maybe tomorrow. Look at the good time again. I think there's a good final result tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Not, then Monday. Yeah. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Now that we're in Mercury retrograde, it's also time for spring cleaning. This is the ideal time to clean out those closets, garages, storage units, cabinets, and so forth. And then recycle the items you no longer want, need, or love. This is really important for your prosperity. In order to create more space for new opportunities and reclaim the energy and perhaps some of the money in those items, you need to move them out of your space. Money is energy, and when you clean things out that you don't want, love, or use, you'll have more of both. Now, join me again next Friday, March 30th, when I'll talk about regenerating your power. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletter so you can save and while you're working in harmony with the universe. Now, you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or at custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.